Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I still wish they would do synchronized snowmobiling. Mm. I think that could be majestic.
I agree, as long as there were no deaths involved.
No.
I think our next guest might know if it's Pyeongchang or how did you say?
Pyeongchang. I've heard Pyeongchang. And I'm just so confused.
Well, he's smarter than we are.
Yep.
Glenn Crevier is the assistant managing editor for sports at the Star Tribune, here to give us the inside baseball or inside Olympic sports of how to cover the Olympics. Glenn, so happy to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
How do you pronounce it?
Well, I think Pyeongchang.
Thank you.
Thank you. I thought it was Chang, too.
Thank you.
That's how it's spelled.
So you're just hearing weird stuff.
Yeah. Well, in our business, we need to spell it right.
That's true. Yeah, we need to say it right. That's exactly right.
So, Glenn, just the difference in time zones and the fact that it's already tomorrow, it's Saturday, that presents some logistical challenges covering the Olympics, right?
Yeah, my reporters are just waking up right now, and one of them is on a bus heading up into the mountains to cover Lindsey Vonn in Super G event, which would have begun at 8 o'clock, has been pushed back an hour tonight, so it begins at 9 o'clock our time. This is the time I really do a lot of communicating with those guys, because this is when they're up and we're sort of establishing what our coverage will be for the next day.
Glenn, are they complaining about the weather at all? I know it's been windy. I know it's been cold. How big a deal? Has the weather been overhyped in terms of impacting the athletes, impacting the spectators, or is that a real storyline?
Yeah, it's not a big storyline with us. Our folks have not complained at all about anything. They've been terrific. The only thing they did kind of reference to me was the jet lag from the 15-hour flight.
That's brutal.
Yeah, the 15-hour time difference, I mean. They got off the plane and really started working the very next day. In fact, all three of our reporters who are in South Korea covered the Super Bowl on Sunday night and had an 8:30 a.m. flight Monday to Seoul.
Wow.
So they didn't get much rest.
They're pros.
Hey, Glenn, where are you from?
I'm from Providence, Rhode Island.
Really? I hear the New York.
Yeah.
I hear the New York in your voice.
I've been here 20 years, though. So
never goes away. Okay, sorry, that we digress. Were they clamoring to go and do these assignments, and are they getting good access to the athletes? Because we've been trying to get some of our local athletes on, for the last 2 weeks, and we've had zero access.
Yeah, well, are they clamoring? Rachel Blount, who's one of our reporters, has been our Olympic reporter for really all the 20 years that I've been here. She's an expert on it, does a terrific job, really has a level of expertise on the events that are going on, the Olympic-type events that we really don't cover here at the Star Tribune, except for every 2 years, really. And in terms of access to the athletes, they do have press conferences where, like, for instance, we got the information for the Lindsey Vonn story that we had today. But after an event, we only get up to 90 seconds to a minute, 2 minutes maybe, with an athlete after an event. Jessie Diggins is one of the athletes that we're following closely. And she has we just don't get much access to her after a race. It's very difficult, unfortunately.
I wonder if that's them or it's their handlers.
I think it's the coaches, isn't it?
Well, no, it's really, there's an area called the mix zone, and it's really, I think, controlled by the IOC. There's a lot of reporters in the mix zone trying to talk to the athletes, and they just don't get a lot of time. In many cases, these athletes have to be drug tested after the event, and they don't want to wait too long after an event to do it. So that's why there's a short time span where they can talk to the media.
How has social media changed the way you cover them now?
Oh, it's amazing for these Olympics because of the time difference. I mean, we're really planning what we're going to do in print and what we're going to do digitally. Like, we have people who are on standby overnight in case Jessie Diggins wins an Olympic medal at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow!
And they'll go to town with that, and putting it on our website and putting it on Facebook and tweeting it out and all of that. So yeah, it definitely has changed how we do business.
Wow, standby, 4 o'clock at night. You want to do that, yeah. Paul? You want to come in here and
no.
breaking news here at the radio?
No. Yeah. Let me think about it. No.
Yeah, wow. Good for you
I'm just curious, Glenn, what do viewers not appreciate about the Olympics? I mean, we sort of get a sanitized version of the Olympics when we watch on television. The tip of the iceberg, right? There's so much beneath the surface that readers and viewers never see, never appreciate. I mean, are there some things that your reporters have stumbled upon that might make for interesting fodder?
Oh, I don't really think so. Some of the things that we've stumbled upon that are a little out of the ordinary are more just personal observances that they've made. And we're actually going to write about some of those things on Sunday.
Okay.
And get away from just, you know, strictly news and feature writing. But, you know, I don't know. If you're a viewer for the Olympics, boy, the way NBC is covering them now, I mean, there's something for everybody. I can't see how a viewer could be upset with the coverage of the Olympics right now because, I mean, last night I was watching skeleton and I was watching figure skating and I was watching hockey almost all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's been amazing.
I have no complaints on that. And it helps me follow along with what's going on because a lot of the things going on at night are live, which is, it seems strange from a 15-hour time difference, but it really is good for viewers and it's good for the newspaper too, because a lot of these things are happening right on our deadline. So when readers get the newspaper in the morning, they're getting fresh news.
It's nice. Glenn, how are their accommodations?
Well, you know what? I think they're pretty good. They have not complained at all. They're in a nice dorm.
Okay.
And the one thing that they have told me, as opposed to Sochi 4 years ago, is that the food is very good.
Ah, okay.
So that's
nice.
That's a big thing because 4 years ago, and even in Rio, our reporters told me that they basically ate all their meals at the concession stands.
Oh.
And Seoul has a lot more upscale modern restaurants, so they're appreciative of that.
You getting any of the dirt on the athletes hooking up? We hear all those crazy rumors about how many condoms.
You had to go there.
I had to go there. Come on, of course I did.
Just say no comment, Glenn.
Well, the only thing I've heard, which we wrote about, was Lindsay Vonn sending out a tweet on Valentine's Day saying that she was alone and single.
Oh!
Really?
That's shocking.
Hmm. Yeah, we had that in our story this morning on Lindsay Vonn, so.
Well, Lindsay's looking. Yeah. She's going to be busy. She's got the Super G, she's got the downhill, and she's got the combined. So she's got a lot going on.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right.
No concerns with norovirus. I've heard a couple of skiers have been
vomiting before they went out.
Yeah,
before they did their event.
That's not good.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that was sickness. I've seen that. I've also seen it was just nerves.
Oh.
So I don't really know.
Hmm.
But our reporters have not. I mean, I tell you, they've just been terrific. It's been really strictly business. They have not, we have not really talked about any of them getting sick. The only thing that they talk about is we need a little more sleep.
I can see that.
In some occasions here, they're really writing two stories. They're covering an event and then writing a very quick story to get it online.
Mm-hmm.
And then for print the next day, it's kind of like the old PM magazine. They're writing a second day story where they're trying to talk to more people about the event or spinning the story ahead to what the next event is. So, that's added to their workload. So they've been very professional about just doing their job. And fortunately for us, they're staying healthy.
Thank God. Thank God.
Well, we know you guys are covering it. Special coverage every day at the Star Tribune, but it sounds like you've got some good behind the scenes on Sunday, and we appreciate the additional perspective and context that we can only get in the Star Tribune. So thank you, Glenn.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You
Glenn
bet.
Crevier, Assistant Managing Editor, Sports for the Star Tribune. I love that little inside baseball there, inside Olympics. It's good stuff. We have tickets to give away for you. Should I give away now, Susan, or right now? 651-989-9226. You will win a 4-pack of VIP tickets to a live broadcast of Beyond the Den. It's happening February 21st at 7 Steakhouse from 6:30 to 9. Give Susan a call. Third caller wins the tickets on CCO. Welcome back. Jordana and Paul here. Well, before the real happy hour, we like to lead in talking about wine. Every week, we chat with somebody at Sovereign Estate Wine. And today, it's Isaac Sovereign. He is the viticulturist out at Sovereign Estate. So what is a viticulturist?
So the viticulturist side is the study of grapes. And so there's two different sides to essentially the winemaking industry, and that is one, the viticulture, which is the grape growing, which every viticulture out there, viticulturist out there will tell you all the good wine is made in the vineyard. And whether that might be an ego thing or something else, but it tends to be some sort of the truth. And then the other side of the grape growing and winemaking side is obviously the winemaking. So that part is called enology. And so there's a two-part system in this. And I'm the one that kind of takes care of the grapes.
Okay, it's my understanding you have already started your work for the harvest in the spring, even now when everything's still frozen?
That is correct. So during the winter, the vines are all dormant, and so they're all asleep, essentially. And so these grapevines are pretty much like a tree. And so every single year they continue to grow, and if you let them continue to grow without trimming them back, then they kind of get out of control. So what we go through in the spring or late winter is something called pruning. And so we're pretty much taking roughly 90% of the total weight of the vine off and getting it ready for the summer season, ready to grow.
Can you see grapes yet?
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
No, those won't come out until probably June. So they go through the whole process of flowering and then fertilizing, and then they form berries over the process of June and July, and then suddenly in August they start to change colors. And that's when things start to get fun, because then you start counting down the time and getting ready for harvest. And that's when everything kind of comes together in the winery and you're actually starting to make wine.
Can you tell by the way the vines look now during your pruning process if it's going to be a good harvest?
That's very difficult because there's so much time in between now and the actual harvest that there's things that play into it. The biggest thing is obviously the weather, and so that sometimes isn't always on our side. And so for some cases, it might be early frost in the middle of May that ends up killing half the vines, or it might be hail damage or really wet season that really affects the overall vineyard. So it's almost impossible to tell how the harvest is going to be. I mean, that's like predicting the weather. Nobody really knows, but we kind of maybe have an idea. But judging by this winter, I think we're going to be a good start for the season, and we just have to make sure we don't get any tornadoes or hailstorms or anything like that that could really damage the vines.
A good start because we had a lot of snow and it was nice and cold?
Yeah, I mean, we had a couple weeks where it was a little cold, but nothing too outrageous, and it's not anything out of the ordinary, and these vines are bred temperatures in a lot of these instances where there's not a fluctuation in temperature. It's pretty much consistent throughout the entire week. And so, if you've been in Minnesota, people understand that this whole winter has just kind of been consistently cold.
Mm-hmm.
And for the human body, that's not fun. But for grapevines, that's actually better than having fluctuation in the temperatures of, going to 50 degrees and then back down to negative 20.
Got it. Now, over at Sovereign Estates, you guys have issues with erosion control, as I'm sure all vineyards do. You're working on some sustainable practices. Can you tell us about those?
Yep. So what are some potential areas in terms of erosion? There's happens when you till up the land. And so we do our best to minimize the tilling of the land, but we also do our best to minimize our herbicides and pesticides. Obviously, in Minnesota, it's super humid here, and so that's when it's humid, different funguses and pests like to come alive and start eating at your grapes. But we do our best to try and create a environmentally friendly atmosphere around here. And what we do with in terms of the erosion control is we actually it's a very meticulous job, but we have to actually go out there and pull weeds around the grapevines and instead of tilling it up, we're weed whacking and just being as cautious as possible as we can with that. So I guess that's our environmentally friendly side of it. Obviously, like I mentioned, it's very, very difficult in Minnesota to be 100% sustainable or organic just because of the issues with our humidity and the amount of rain that we get.
What's going on at Sovereign Estate this weekend?
Well, this weekend, it's a normal weekend. We're open, and so depending on if the sun melts all the snow, we do have some. Just went out yesterday, and I created a cross-country ski trail around our entire property. So something fun. We always have something fun going on around here, so that was just one of the things that we decided to put together. So you can go right in through the woods and kind of go through the vineyard and come around the other side, and when you're all done with it, you can have a glass of wine at the end.
Sounds amazing. Isaac Sovereign, the viticulturist over at Sovereign Estate Wines. For more information, sovereignestatewine.com. Isaac, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You got it. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Now you can impress your friends that you know what a viticulturist is.
I'm thirsty. I am so thirsty. And the wines really are good.
Yes.
I mean, we've sampled the wines,
mm-hmm.
and they are very good.
So we love local wine.
Yes.
Keep it up.
Support the local vineyards.
And we love the happy hour. We like to lead in talking about wine, but you don't need wine to make it a happy hour. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Our text line is 81807. We'll be Facebook Live. You can chime in on Facebook. What is making you happy? We need this so much this week. Join us for the happy hour. Call in now for after the break.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personality.
Paul and Jordana, Jordana and Paul on a Friday. Thank you for tuning in.
I'm dancing.
I thought you were having a seizure.
Nope, that's dancing.
Is that dancing?
That is dancing.
I was going to call the paramedics.
But you know, we need to do a little dancing. We need to take a breath. We need to have a little positivity. It's been a very, very challenging week.
And there are some weeks that are tougher than others.
Absolutely.
And this has been a tough one.
Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Tell us what you're happy about. Our text line is 81807.
And what are you happy about?
Okay. Well, I'm so grateful and thrilled that my friends who live in Parkland, that the girls are okay. I mean, thank God, thank God, thank God. I'm so devastated by the tragedy of it all, but I'm very grateful that her children are okay.
And I've never seen you that ashen.
Oh,
I mean, you were like paralyzed starting out the show Wednesday, like you had seen a ghost, truly.
Horrible. So I'm very, very glad about that. And I'm just happy it's the weekend. You know, my son's got a basketball tournament, and we're going to go for Shabbos at my rabbi's house tonight. We need Shabbos this week, so I'm just really happy that it's starting. What about
Absolutely.
You, Paul?
Absolutely. Happy that we've picked up an hour and 42 minutes of daylight.
Yeah.
Since December 21st. It's starting to make a difference now. There's twilight when we drive home in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Happy that it's going to be in the upper 30s and low 40s as we end February. So the map's already looking a little more March-like. You may not believe it today, but we have turned a corner.
Mm.
And I'm happy my youngest son, my Navy son, is being transferred to Washington, D.C., and he's going to be working at the Pentagon.
That's so great.
So great. Happy for Brett, and he did his tour of duty, and happy he's not going to be off the coast of Iran again anytime soon.
That's right. Well, good for you.
Susan, what you happy
Blanche.
About?
You know, I'm kind of happy about this weather, too.
Yeah.
made me laugh the other day. You said March snow, and I'm like, woo! I think March snow is the best snow in the whole wide world, and I'm just really excited that we're having warming weather and thick, fat, wet snow.
I'm happy your daughter got a part in a play that she wanted.
Yeah, it's not the part she wanted.
That's
okay. It's a part in the play, right?
So, it's a part in a play.
Yeah, mazel tov to Miss Marley.
There you go. Susan Blanche.
Very cool.
Todd has been waiting on the line in Becker to share his happy. Todd, happy to hear you today.
Hey, happy to hear you guys. It's always a fun part of Friday to listen to you guys and all the people that call in. So
thank you.
We
very
appreciate
uplifting
that.
And well, we appreciate it. So
thank
I'm
you.
I'm calling to tell you how happy I am. I'm coming in from out of town and my wife's birthday today and her name's Tammy and I'm looking so forward to seeing her smiling face as we open presents and have chocolate cake and peaches and I just can't wait to see her. I miss her so much. So.
Oh, that's so awesome, sweet, Todd. Oh, she's a lucky woman.
Well, I'm hoping that she's listening because she's driving home too, and we're both trying to get home so we can spend time together. And we're gonna go to a movie this weekend. And we had just gotten back from vacation. We had a bunch of days together, and then I had to go out of town on a trip. So, just really looking forward to seeing her. I miss her and love her so much.
Oh, you're a great husband, Todd.
Yeah, she's lucky to have you,
great
Todd.
Great husband.
You're saying all the right stuff, man. I'm impressed. Congratulations, Todd, and give her a hug for us, okay?
Well, I will. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bet.
And happy birthday to Tammy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very
wow,
cool.
What a great guy. Lois is in Lakeland. Lois, what are you happy about today, love?
Well, I had a breast biopsy done on Tuesday, and I heard on Wednesday that it was negative.
Oh, Thank God you're okay.
Wow. Last year I had breast cancer on the left. So this is on the right, and it was negative.
Oh,
that's great.
Oh, gosh.
Lois, we're so happy for you, and thank you for sharing that. It was a sigh of relief all over Minnesota today. Thank you, Lois.
All right.
Feel
That's
good.
Awesome, Lois.
Feel good. Love those calls.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I love those calls.
Talk about relief,
my
God.
Oh, my gosh. Good for her, Lois. She must have been so nervous because, she got a bad report last year, and that's a tough week.
You know, 30 years ago, my grandparents said, if you got your health, you got everything. And I'm like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And now, now I get it. Now I understand. They were right on the money.
That's right. Thank God, Lois, right? Ted's in Fridley. Hey, Ted, what's making you happy, sir?
Well, what's making me happy is about 10 years ago this month, I lost everything. My house, my job, my car, literally everything across the board. And today I have been promoted 5 times at my new job I've had for a couple of years here, and we just got one huge stinking bonus.
Oh.
Yeah, great. Wow.
What a great story, Ted. How did you do it? How did you make that comeback?
A lot of hard work and putting up with things I didn't want to do and did them anyway.
Yeah, that's why it's called work, right, Ted? You know, we're so proud of you, Ted. Thank you for sharing that, because there's a lot of people that were in your position that you were 10 years ago, maybe right now, and I'm glad that you've inspired them.
Yeah, that's very inspiring, Ted. Congratulations on not giving up.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Good job. Thanks, Ted.
Wow.
Wow, we've had some fantastic calls today.
Yeah.
We're so lucky to be able to share all
of this. Absolutely.
651-989-9226 is our number. And it could be just, that you didn't stub your toe today and that's making you happy. That's good, too, because we don't judge here on the Happy Hour.
No, we don't.
Jim's in Rosemount. Hello, sir. What's making you happy, Jim?
WCCO radio.
We'll take it.
Oh, right answer.
You guys are the best. I'm 55. I've been listening to you guys since I was like 6. And you guys, it doesn't matter who they plug in, I keep listening and I'm happy.
We're grateful.
We're grateful to have you.
Thank you.
God bless.
Yes, thank you. God bless you. Appreciate
Thanks,
it, Jim. And Paul and I do not take for granted the studio in which we stand.
No. Again, I'm not trying to be Steve Cannon. There was one Steve Cannon. Mm-hmm. He was in a different league. I get that. You know, John Williams, amazing talent, genius.
Paul Douglas,
no.
Everyone's got their space.
We have to be true to ourselves, right?
And we're just glad to be here. We're glad to be along for that CCO ride.
Very grateful. We
so
take
many of you
nothing
are.
For granted, including the fact that that you're listening. So thank you for that.
Get to some of your texts now. Hey guys, my happy is that I'll help support the vineyards that grow grapes for wine, because grapes make brandy and I need a brandy on the rocks this week. L'chaim, we feel you on that one.
I'm happy because after having multiple miscarriages, I'm now 7 months pregnant with a healthy baby.
Oh,
wow.
What a beautiful text.
That is so cool.
Oh,
congrats.
I'm so happy for you. Mazel
Congratulations.
Tov. All good things.
Saw the movie Peter Rabbit and it was delightful, even for a 70-year-old woman, needed to sit and smile for a while.
That
yes.
is so true. Needed to sit and smile for a while. That is definitely how we feel.
I'm leaving Tuesday for L.A. I'm so happy.
Enjoy it. No matter what Paul says, it's still cold here.
And the weather's so nice out there, you won't mind the traffic, right?
Because
you may be sitting in a big parking lot on the 405, but it's 70 degrees and okay.
Enjoy the warmth. Turn up the radio, stream us live and roll down the window.
Yep. Going to Fort Worth Sunday to see my son, daughter-in-law and granddaughters.
Enjoy those grandbabies. Enjoy those grandbabies.
I'm happy that my 2 daughters are on a trip to Israel for 10 days to deepen their faith.
How beautiful. What a great trip that's going to be. Paul and I have both been.
It is. I don't care what your faith is. Going to Israel, it doesn't get any better.
It's the Holy Land for so many faiths.
It's where they all come together, and there's a vibe. When you're there, you can feel it. There's just something going on there.
It's a life-changing trip, no matter what age you are, no matter your faith.
Yep.
It is life-changing. So I'm happy for you that your daughters are on that trip.
I'm happy today that God deeply loves those families in Florida, and in him there is hope beyond this earth.
Beautiful text. Thank you for sharing that. Adina is in Minneapolis. Let's sneak in this call. Adina, what's making you happy today?
what's making me happy is that I have the best husband in the world. It took both of us so long to find each other. We were the people we were always looking for, and he is the perfect, perfect husband. It makes me happier than anything I've ever had.
Wow.
That's so beautiful.
Endorsements don't get any better than that. How, Adina, how did you meet?
Well, we met in a way that we shouldn't have ever known each other. It was on an internet website.
Yeah.
And I was a member. He was not. I had filters that said no one that wasn't a member or with a picture could ever get to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did messages get through to me from this unknown member, the organization still to this day can't understand how they did.
Oh.
But we were meant to be.
It was divine providence.
The organization said.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. What a story. Unbelievable. It was beshert. In Hebrew, that means meant to be.
Beshert.
It was beshert.
It was meant to be.
It's beshert.
Oh. That's what I've been told by everyone.
That's right. Thank you, Adina. That's a beautiful story, and we love your gratitude. Thank you.
And, you know, and somebody summed it up really well. I mean, you start every day with gratitude, right? I mean, it's easy to dwell on the things that are going wrong or the things you're worried about or the things you're anxious about. All of us are anxious. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you are, where you live, what you do. Anxiety is the name of the game. But if you start every day just by listing the things you're grateful for,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
your kids, your spouse, your family, your friends, your job.
That's why we do the happy hour.
Living here, living in this country, living now.
It's a reminder. Mm-hmm.
So.
Even after this horrible week, there's so many things to be grateful for. A couple more texts will sneak in before the break. Guys, I'm happy because every time on Fridays I hear the show, I think of some guy driving a beer truck. That was Hammer. We used to have a caller on the John Williams show. Hammer was driving a beer truck, and Hammer retired and moved down to Florida.
Oh, man.
But every now and then I text him. Look at the shirt he gave me, and he does come to the fair. So hopefully Hammer will visit us at the fair this year. He's a great, great guy and was doing well last time we chatted.
Very cool. I have a long weekend, and I'm going to see my daughters, son-in-laws, and grandchildren.
Beautiful. We'll take a final text that says, it makes me smile to know we have so many committed people in Minneapolis, St. Paul to helping youth with mental health issues.
Yes.
Isn't that nice? We do. We
Absolutely.
Live in a great place. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. This was a much needed happy hour.
Yeah. Yeah, nice pick-me-up at the end of the week.
It came up big. I know that Paul is making a video tomorrow. Susan Blanche, do you have anything exciting going on this weekend? Are you going to go see Black Panther?
No, I am not. I am going out with my dad for breakfast tomorrow,
nice.
Though. And
nice.
I plan on doing... A girlfriend of mine loaned me her snowshoes, and I'm going to go snowshoeing around Medicine Lake.
Is this your first time snowshoeing?
Yes, it is. And I picked up on it because I take my dog walking all the time on
sure.
the weekends, and I saw these big snowshoe tracks. I thought, oh, I need to do this. And I was telling my friend, and she said, I've got a pair of snowshoes for you. Try it out before you invest. So I'm really excited to try this.
Have you snowshoed?
No. If I could do it just going downhill. I'd be very interested in that.
That'll work that way.
We're the lamest group of Minnesotans ever that we've never snowshoed. We're so lame.
I did when I was in high school.
Okay.
I think we did it for Phi Ed or something, and I really liked it.
I'll expect a full report on Monday.
I like when it snows, I like go marching in the snow. I mean, I like walking in deep snow because it's good exercise for you. Makes your heart rate go.
Right now, I want to go trudging in the hot sand.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work.
Hot sand between my toes, that I would, oh, man.
So before we go, I heard two things this week that I thought would be a very good way to end the show.
Okay?
I study Torah just like people do Bible study. So I heard this week. The only difference between united and untied is where you put the I. Do we want to be united or untied? And where do I fit into that? It's a good thought. And my personal favorite, we should be like the sun. Give light, give warmth, and help things grow. Our goal is to be like the sun, give light, give warmth, and help things grow. I wish that for you this weekend.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.